just the lonely beating of my heart.
WRCL FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 35 degrees on this Wednesday morning, January 31st. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The move toward impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary is gaining steam. The AP's Jennifer King.
Lawmakers debated until just after 1 a.m. this morning before members of the Homeland Security Committee voted along party lines to recommend two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans argue Mayorkas has lied to Congress about the border being secure and refused to enforce immigration laws. Committee Chairman Mark Green of Tennessee.
We cannot allow this man to remain in office any longer.
Border security has become a top 2024 election issue. Representative Eric Swalwell was one of the Democrats arguing that the vote was motivated by politics.
One man's petty grievances.
The charge against a cabinet official is rare, something not seen in nearly 150 years. Mayorkas did not testify on his own behalf, but wrote a pointed letter saying, "We need a legislative solution and only Congress can provide it." Jennifer King, Washington.
Iran has a warning for the U.S.
Iran's threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic, following President Joe Biden linking Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
FBI Director Christopher Wray will tell Congress today that Chinese government hackers are targeting the U.S. water treatment plants, the electrical grid, transportation systems, and other critical infrastructure inside the U.S. France says this morning that only about half the number of spectators expected to be at the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics in July will be able to be there. No word on why the number is less than organizers were planning. Former President Trump meets with the Teamsters Union today in Washington. He's looking for blue-collar support. This is AP News. Elon Musk says the first human has received an implant from his computer brain interface company, Neuralink. The AP's Norman Hall.
Entrepreneur Elon Musk says his computer interface company has done a human implant. According to a post on the platform X, a patient received an implant on Sunday and is recovering well. Musk, who owns the interface company Neuralink, didn't provide details. The implant is about the size of a large coin and is designed to be implanted in the skull with ultra-thin wires going directly into the brain. Pennsylvania State University brain researcher Laura Cabrera says the procedure could benefit certain patients.
This first trial is more focused on helping those with quadriplegic or people with ALS.
Neuralink is one of many groups working on linking the nervous system to computers. There are more than 40 brain-computer interface trials underway. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
For today, a high of 46, cloudy early, then sun developing and unusually warm. Tonight, scattered clouds, fog possible later, a low of 32. Thursday, areas of fog and low clouds early, then partly sunny and still mild, a high in the mid-40s. Thursday night, a few clouds and frosty, a low of 27. For Friday, 40 and sunshine. Partly sunny Saturday and 46. And Sunday, 47 with quite a bit of sunshine and staying mild. In Richland Center, our temperature from the midnight hour has dropped a couple. We were at 37 then, right now 35 degrees. We do have a southwest wind happening around 5 miles per hour today. Good morning. Welcome to the final day of January. Today is Wednesday, January 31st.
Oh, say, can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
strength and power to guide me over my darkest hour. Lord, just open my eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
We start the day in a positive way. Elvis Presley and J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and Lead Me, Guide Me. Before that, Leanne Rimes opened the day officially here at WRCO with our national anthem. Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate that so much. And thank you for your support. We're ready to go here after another late night with basketball. Boy, these games just keep getting later. Either that or I'm getting old. That could be too. But nonetheless, here we are. They got me propped up in the chair. We're ready to keep you company with the old Light in the Milk House show today. We have some chores to get to, some scores to check, and right now, Charlie Rich on the radio. Good morning, Mohair Sam.
Ooh, there's a hippie that's happening all over our town. Slow walking, good looking, boy, now slam.
a silver-tongued devil, and I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Chris Christopherson on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 35 degrees here at WRCO Studios as we get you set for the day in southwest Wisconsin. How can it be the final day of January? My goodness. Oh, well. The old groundhog is sawing away logs, but we'll be up on Friday. So, well, that's going to be something that we always look forward to. But we kind of really don't know what it means. But normally it means more winter, right? And even though the extended forecast is holding out for some very mild weather for the next week or so. Temperatures remaining in the 40s each day, and that's really hard to believe for this time of year, but that's been the winter that we've had. We had winter in about 7 days total, right? This is Doug Stone.
Darling, have I ever
how much you mean to me. I would be nothing without you. You're everything I wanted to be. So tonight, let the light shine on you. Let the whole star of the show was my part. While you stood behind me in the shadows, now it's time you came out of the dark. So tonight, let the light shine on you. Let the whole
Nineteen on the Light in the Milk House show on a Wednesday morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us.
See you Monday.
Today's sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in girls basketball, the Wild won by River Valley, 73-67 over Riverdale in girls basketball. We had it on the radio. Lacrosse Central over Richland Center, 66-23. Ithaca got the win against Boscobel, 61-55. Lancaster, 55-43 over Schulzburg. Dodgeville beat Barneveld, 52-46. Bangor over Hillsboro, 51-36. Also, Mineral Point, 48-38 over Darlington in area girls hoops. Boys basketball, Ithaca with a win against Nisida, 72-41. River Valley got the victory against Reedsburg, 50-45. Lancaster, 77. Southwestern, 67. Prairie du Chien over La Crosse Logan, 46-40. Platteville, 69. Mount Horeb, 56. Highland, 77. Benton, 66. New Glarus got the win against Dodgeville, 60-53. Kickapoo over Cooley Christian Providence, 86-48. Hillsboro, 74, and Lafarge, 33. Among the games last night, North Crawford, 71-34 over New Lisbon. On the state scene, Tyler Kolick hit 5 three-pointers and scored a career-high 32 points, leading number 9 Marquette to its fifth straight win, 85-80 over Villanova. Kolick was 10 of 20 from the floor and 7 of 8 on free throws, leading his team. Elsewhere, last night, some upsets. Georgia Tech over number 3, North Carolina, 74-53. And South Carolina beat Tennessee, 63-59. Illinois over Ohio State, 87-75. In college basketball, from the NBA, Atlanta, 138. The Lakers, 122. Boston beat Indiana, 129-124. Toronto, 118. Chicago, 107. Golden State, 119. Philadelphia, 107. And New York over Utah, 118-103. In the NHL, Columbus 1-0 over St. Louis, and San Jose 2, and Seattle 0. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Booster.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin, with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Calves were stronger, slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola. The better Holstein calves sold from $320 to $470. Beef crossbred calves, $5 to $660, with the Jersey crossbred started calves, $130 to $190 by the pound. Slaughter cows sold from $74 to $90. We did top out at $92 with a few thin, questionable health cows in the $0.65 to $0.70 range, bulls up to $97. At today's hay sale, outside round bales sold from $60 to $80 and round fodder bales $30 to $40. The next hay sale will be on Wednesday, February 7th. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, February 2nd. Contact Darren, Colt, or Jim to come out to the farm, give you a quote on your packages of cattle for our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola sells all classes of cattle at our regular Wednesday sales.
24 minutes after 5, guess what, kids? It's aerobic polka time.
Here we go.
If you can't do the polka, don't marry my daughter. She likes to dance every night. If you can't do the polka, don't marry my daughter. Each night would just be a fight, fight, fight. And if you ever win her, you'll keep her much thinner. By knowing your left from your right. If you can't do the polka, don't marry my daughter, for she likes to dance every night. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, she likes to eat every night. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, each night would just be a fight, fight, fight. Just pretend it's a wiener. That excites. If you don't like kielbasa, don't marry my daughter, for she likes to eat every night.
Polka from Wolfgang Mueller on WRCO's Light in the Bell Cow Show. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. This is Tom T. Hall.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Black fox,
black fox
on the run. Now everybody knows the reason.
woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox boy, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox.
Talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on the floor. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox
on a run.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Nelson on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Today's high around 46 with some nice sunshine. Right now it's around a 3 mile per hour wind out of the southwest, and we're at 35. That's the morning low so far. Good morning. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshee Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshee Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Dairy groups suing the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources lost in court. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A lawsuit challenging the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and their authority to force large farms to acquire permits was rejected by a circuit judge. The lawsuit filed last May on behalf of Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and Venture Dairy Cooperative by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce claimed the DNR lacked authority to force farms to have permits under the state's water quality laws. Calumet County Judge Kerry Reed rejected the argument. Clean Wisconsin and Wisconsin Farmers Union opposed the lawsuit. Farmers Union Executive Director Julie Keelan-Bomar tells Brownfield they're pleased with the ruling.
We believe that large livestock operations need to be held responsible and they need to be permitted and that we need to uphold environmental standards. And so really this is a win for our members.
Bomar says they had to oppose the lawsuit or risk having no regulatory authority monitoring farm expansions. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce cannot be reached for comment Tuesday. Kim Bremer with Venture Dairy Cooperative says it'll be up to their board members to decide if they will appeal the ruling by Judge Reed. The American Farm Bureau Federation asked the USDA to make an emergency milk price formula change to prevent financial losses for producers. Economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield, with the fallbacks of the average of Class 1 price mover, they wanted USDA to move back to the older higher of formula.
This puts us as an industry for pooled farmers at over $1.05 billion in lost pool value since the formula change went into effect.
Munch says Farm Bureau read a letter to Secretary Tom Vilsack and Deputy Administrator Dana Cole during the final day of the hearing on the federal milk marketing order system yesterday. He says the emergency change is needed because the present formula is hurting farmers.
Each month that there aren't any changes implemented means continued losses for our farmers. So we're really hoping that the USDA responds to that emergency request.
He says all the groups representing farmers support returning to the higher of price mover, and the change is needed now, knowing the process for changing the federal orders might take another year to finish. Order maple syrup, get maple syrup. That's the premise of a bipartisan bill introduced at the state capitol. Teresa Barone is with the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers.
When you go into a restaurant and you see maple syrup, you're getting on your pancakes, you're getting your Karo syrup and stuff. People aren't actually putting maple in the place where it should be maple.
Restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if the menu lists maple syrup, although the bill carries no penalties if they don't comply. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in three sizes, while the Y series comes in one size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day sluggish, and cash hogs close steady. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was another very quiet day in cash cattle country on Tuesday, with bids and asking prices yet to be established. It appears significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, feeder steers sold $3 to $15 higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says feeder heifers were steady to $9 higher, except for 500 to 600 pounds at $1 to $2 lower. Feeder supply included 59% steers, and 72% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef cutout values were lower at the close, with choice down $3.35 at $2.96.07, and select was down $1.77 at $2.87.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 127,000 head. Cash hogs were steady with moderate closing negotiated sales for the major direct markets. It looks like business might be picking up a little after the slow start to the week following last week's aggressive movement. Slaughter levels are trending above a year ago, so buyers are moving through those numbers rapidly. And while pork is showing some signs of turning lower, early 2024 performance has been better than some were expecting. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed steady with a base range of $50 to $64.50 and a weighted average price of $59.40. Butcher hogs at the Dorchester, Wisconsin and Garnavillo, Iowa markets were steady at $48. Slaughter sows were steady at $26 to $29. Boars at $10. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady at $23 to $35, and boars were priced at $5 to $20. Pork values closed lower, down 52 cents at $88.55, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head. At the CME, live cattle were up and feeders were sharply higher, preparing for the week's direct business and Wednesday's USDA cattle inventory report. Lean hog futures were supported by technical buying and demand expectations. Still, it's been an extremely quiet week so far for cash business, and while near-term demand could stay solid, there are long-term uncertainties. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans and corn were up, keeping an eye on weather in Argentina. March beans were 24 and a half higher at 1218 and three quarters. May was up 22 and three quarters at 1227 and three quarters. March corn was 7.5 higher at 447 and three quarters. May was up 8.25 at 458 and three quarters. Cattle were higher ahead of widespread direct business and Wednesday's inventory report. February live was up 65 at 178.02, and April was 52 higher at 181.75. March feeders were 270 higher, 241.32. And on technical buying, February hogs were up 57 cents at 75.85, and April lean was $1.47 higher at 84.90. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A food company's path from local startup to top-ranked national brand. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The So Good, So You brand name isn't as well known as Nike or Apple, but in the world of functional beverages, it's number four nationally. Eric Hall and his wife started the company 10 years ago in the Twin Cities. He says it's not easy turning a vision into a reality.
Because if your growth is, I've got this wonderful product,
I can make it at home or I can make it in a kitchen and my friends love it. But the behind the scenes financials of that, scaling that is going to be very problematic. And so being able to understand and assess the reality of your vision to the viability of the end goal that you're looking for, the sooner you can do that, the better.
Hall says reaching the goal you envision also requires a keen awareness of how your business needs to operate.
Focus on the business fundamentals, because when you are going to any investor or you're taking capital from friends and family, which of course you want to pay back, making certain that the structure, you know, your profitability or product margin, you know, your runway, you have some idea of what type of company you actually want to be and have data to support, that's going to assist you being able to talk to anyone who's looking at putting in capital in a way that adds value and hopefully then can ease that conversation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cold cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call today.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
An emergency request has been made to change the Class 1 mover formula back to where it used to be. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation asked the USDA to make an emergency milk price formula change to prevent financial losses for producers. Economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield, Farm Bureau generally opposes legislative overrides, but with the fallbacks of the average of Class 1 price mover, they want USDA to go back to the older, higher of formula in the most expedient manner possible.
This puts us as an industry for pooled farmers at over $1.05 billion in lost pool value since the formula change went into effect.
Munch says Farm Bureau read a letter to Secretary Tom Vilsack and Deputy Administrator Dana Cole during the final day of the hearing on the federal milk marketing order system. He says the emergency change is needed because the present formula is hurting farmers. Milk futures were lower in the near months and the cash dairy markets mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk down 23 cents at 16.23. March down 13 to 16.93. April down 12 at 17.27. May up a penny to 17.63. June through December contracts range from 15 cents lower in June to 14 cents higher in October. Friday's trade volume was estimated at just over 2,600 contracts. Dry whey was up a quarter of a cent to 45 and a quarter, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks went up 3 3/4 to 164 and 3/4 with 5 sales. Barrels fell 2 cents to 153 with 7 sales. Butter unchanged at 280 and a quarter with no sales. Not that dry milk up a half cent to 123 with 1 sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
A high temp today of 46 degrees, some sunshine developing, and unusually warm for this time of year later today. Scattered clouds tonight, fog possible, and a low of 32. Thursday, areas of fog and low clouds early, then partly sunny and still mild, a high of 45. Thursday night, a few clouds and frosty, a low of 27. And Friday, partly sunny and a bit cooler, with a high of 40. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 3 from the southwest. It is 35 degrees this morning. That is the overnight low.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are reached, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at these four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, when again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. They'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Coming down that railroad track, it's the Orange Blossom Special, bringing my baby back.
I do that.
talk about her rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about her traffic. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
Johnny Cash on the Mail Cow Show, catching the old Orange Blossom Special coming on down the line out of Sextonville today. Well, Vernon County Over 50 will host Organic Valley's History and It's Not All About Dairy by Jim Wedderburg today, starting at 2:15. The program will be held at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and Zoomed to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082. If you would like more information. Coming up, we'll get more information on the weather. Tony Schumacher will be in to update us and kind of give us a little synopsis of the upcoming days. Looks like we're going to be all right for the next week or so in terms of saving on the heating bill. Here are the Statler Brothers.
A name I remember, just someone I used to know, someone I never quite got over, a long, long time ago. Come true the way it was always seems better, so let me keep on missing you.
We appreciate you joining us here for the Light in the Milk House show as we together get our days started. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, very warm air continues to push into the Midwest for this time of the year as we finish up the month of January. Record high temperatures are possible, especially just west of here where the sun should break out sooner. 50s are likely in parts of Minnesota and Iowa this afternoon, and we could make it at least well into the 40s around here. Looks like this unseasonably warm air will stick around right into the middle of next week. The main polar jet stream will stay well up into northern Canada, locking away in the Arctic air. Meanwhile, most of the storms will be crashing onto California and then tracking down through the southern U.S. over the next 5 or 6 days. There are some signs that the pattern could finally change for us later next week, bringing in some precipitation by maybe Wednesday night or Thursday of next week. That should be followed by cooler, more seasonal conditions as we head into the weekend of the 10th. Well, here's that forecast for today. Cloudy skies early in the day, then some sun developing and unusually warm. High temperature about 46. Southwest wind 7 to 14, becoming westerly later. Scattered clouds tonight, fog possible as well. Low 32. Tomorrow, areas of fog and low clouds early. Then partly sunny and still mild with highs in the mid-40s. North wind turning northeast at 5 to 8. Friday, partly sunny and just a bit cooler. Low 27 with a high near 40. On Saturday, partly sunny, lows in the upper 20s with a high of 46. Sunday, quite a bit of sunshine and staying mild. Low 28, high 47. Monday, another dry and mild day. Low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday continued partly cloudy and warmer, low 27 with highs in the mid-40s. So pleasant conditions to be outdoors the next week or so, but certainly not so great for winter recreation. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since one, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Every team that's committed to creating a positive, healthy, and friendly environment account. A couple buying a first home or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
In Richland Center, we're at 35 degrees. Yesterday's stats, we were at 40 for a high and no precipitation on Tuesday. The record high for this date, January 31st, goes back to the year of 1989 when it was 59. The record low, 35 below zero in 1996, and we matched that in a cold year of 2019. Last year's high was 12 and a low of negative 17. Sunset will happen at 5:12 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at around 7:18 coming up later on this morning. We are getting a westerly wind around 2 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.08, which remains steady from earlier. No precipitate. We were at 37 at around the midnight hour, and we've been as low now, looks like, as a 4-degree reading. Right now it is 30.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more.